10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Holla, 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 back here, everybody. We're back here on another level.
What are you having for breakfast?
For breakfast,
Brad. Yeah, you're having the Dave and Nash show for breakfast right here with the boys DJ Dash and DJ Nev on number one station. The Active FM.
Yo,
we're glad to have your fame right here.
So long, man. Yeah.
How you doing, Holmes?
I'm good, bro.
Mm-hmm.
My brother.
Brother.
I'm good, man.
Mm-hmm. My grandson.
Yeah. Your grandson.
Yeah, you're my grandson.
Aye. Back to send. Yeah. You see?
Now you're calling me your grandson.
No.
You say back to send.
Yeah, so you can call yourself your grandson.
Because when you say back to sender, it means that you're diverting what I said so that you can say it to me. It's cool. I get you. It's a wonderful Friday once again, right here on the number one station, the Active FM. And don't forget, everybody, next month we're going to be which is September, we're going to be running an awesome competition. Which will be winning awesome prizes.
Sneaker flickers, that's the name of
the competition, Sneaker Flickers. So you go there on Facebook, Active FM 777, there you say hashtag Sneaker Flickers and do some likings, download 50 shows and 50 likes, and you need to get that prize, because you know what, you've heard the first word of the wording. Sneaker flickers. You know, it's all about the sneakers right there. The one that is trending for you. Yeah, that's what you're going to be giving.
You know, here on the Dave and Nash show, you don't know what to expect.
Exactly.
So it doesn't mean that you expect one side.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what to expect.
All right.
Might not just be in the sneak flick.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
Can also go to the... Okay, yeah. To the top flick. Yeah, I know.
Thinking your own stuff right there. Oh, but I understand, Mr. Nash. You know, they don't know what to expect right here, because you just deliver anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is how we do it this morning. We're going to kick it off by taking it further to what we do each and every single day. You get what I'm saying? So, Mr. Nash, during the day, in fact, during the week, what have you been doing, man?
It's been awesome, man. I've been up to a lot of studying.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. It's a good time.
We in those periods, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know that period.
Yeah.
The period of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The pre.
Yeah.
Of the lum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pre lums. Yes.
I think they just say pre final.
No, I.
Doesn't make
pre-final.
Sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
But think about it. Pre final.
Pre final. Yeah.
Semi-final.
You have the semi-final, you have the pre-final, and then you finally have the finals.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, so it's been amazing, it's been awesome. For the first time, actually, man, I've been studying. Imagine. I'm a practical person, I don't like studying, I don't like opening books.
Alright.
But yeah, this time, hey, it showed, man, you gotta open those books.
I know what you're talking about. And I won't run away from that too. But yeah. But you know, it's like one of those days where your books were like a sleeping pill. Once you open the book, you're gone. Finished. No matter how much tea you try to make or coffee to keep you awake.
Sleeping tablets.
Hey, that book, bro. especially that subject that gives you a hard time.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was the eye doctor.
Yeah.
The eye doctor, man. You see, in order for it to test your eyes, you need to close your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it does. Test your eyes by closing your eyes. That's what they were.
That's cancer.
But now there's no test your eyes by closing it. Test your eyes by staying awake.
Yeah.
Gotta understand. No, it goes in hand with your brain.
You know, it actually... I was speaking to one of the guys last week Sunday, and we were at church.
Yeah.
And as we were speaking about the dreams and the goals and the future, basically what we're speaking about. And then he brought up a point, is that, you know, there are so many people who do not sleep out there. Like, they only sleep for 2 hours and they wake up fresh.
Yo.
Why? Because when they were sleeping, they were not relaxing their eyes, they were relaxing their brain. They were giving the brain a break. Not that they were giving the eyes a break.
Yeah.
And my body's tired, my body's sore, my eyes, I was feeling sleepy. No, I gotta sleep right now. No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they didn't have that kind of attitude.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. True story. I tried it out, man.
Yeah.
Last week, I tried it. Guess what?
What?
Yeah, this was me. Thursday, man. Woo. Thursday, I was too. In fact, it started Wednesday. Wednesday, I say, study. Wednesday, I studied, man. I studied. I was like, wow, I studied, man. And guess what?
Yeah.
I slept at 4:30.
Yo.
And then I woke up at 5.
Yeah.
And then I was still fresh. And then I wrote. And then I went back home. And then I slept early on Thursday. And then Friday came. Ha.
Finished.
Body's like, no, man. Hey. You came from abusing me the previous day. You couldn't sleep. You're not waking up.
Oh, now I see.
Hey.
I was wondering, who is this guy today?
Hey.
I mean, a lot of people are asking me, who is this guy today?
Hey.
Like, hey, I don't know, man. And I was wondering, what's happening? You know what was going on in my mind? I was like, hey, this guy's studying.
Yeah.
And you're sleeping.
No, man, I was studying sleeping. You know, there's levels of sleeping. There's the sleeping where you're sleeping to relax and recover, ne?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the sleeping where you're sleeping to relax and recover and study at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I was in.
Gangsta.
I was recovering and studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's gangster, man. That's G right there.
Yeah.
And yeah, everybody, before we move on and before we get any further with what we're going to be talking about today, what do you want to give you right now? You know, we always give you the sauce, the gazozo, the mfuto, the vu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's one. So, we're going to be giving you some non-delicious, some good stuff.
Yeah.
Right here. Listen up to the music.
No. Relax, man.
What, man?
They don't even know what we're going to be talking about.
No, they don't need to know. I'm just kidding, man.
Tell them what we're going to be talking about.
What are we going to be talking about?
What are we going to be talking about?
Mm.
You know, based on the September fever, you know, that's coming up. You're going to be receiving, you know. So now the question is, are you a giver or a taker? So
that's right there. Topic. Yeah, we're going to unveil more of that when we come back. But right now, you got to listen up to the music.
Yeah.
Show me how to live my life with no limits now. Adventure waits, so I will go. Lead me and I will follow. Love has lifted me, driving out my fear, healing all my hurt. Lord, let me see your face. I know you took my place, so I can know my worth. Living for
Yeah, everybody, welcome back right here on the number one station with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nev on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot. What? Hot music.
Yo, I can feel the flames, man. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Can you hear my sound effects?
Sound equipment.
Yes, sound equipment.
I heard that. Oh, it was about to come out.
We have sound equipment on
I
the
can
mouth.
I hear my sound equipment.
Yeah, it's fine.
Your tongue is your sound equipment. Just imagine if you were to cut out your tongue. Try to burn your tongue, to bend your tongue inside your mouth and try to speak at the same time.
I'm speaking.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. Don't try. Yeah, don't attempt. Okay. So, Mr. Dave, what do you have for the audience?
What I have for the audience is...
Hey, this guy. Yeah. And I thought I was the one that used to...
You didn't specify.
Sis.
What do I have? I have anything. I might have my shoes.
Your foot.
My foot.
I'm going to say this foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
My face.
Oh, your face.
My socks.
Your socks.
But what we have for you is, are you a giver or a taker? Yeah. A taker or a giver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you take or do you give?
Yeah. Awesome stuff.
So right there, if you can just elaborate it just a little bit on why a giver and a taker or a taker and a giver.
You know why a giver or a taker?
Yeah.
You see, the stomach always wants to take. Always wants to take, it never gives. Imagine the stomach giving.
What will it give?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, what will it give?
It's gonna give you a belly, man. It's gonna give you a belly.
Yeah.
Hey. So,
but
yeah.
What happens if you're skinny like myself?
Like you?
Mm.
Then your stomach is always taking. You know what it's gonna give you?
Yeah.
It's gonna give you skin. It's gonna give you the air. You know?
Yeah.
The air that's inside.
Mm-hmm.
When they give you that unexpected punch,
yeah,
then you feel the
don't
effect.
Go further. I know where you're going, it's fine.
No. Yeah. Thinking of other stuff,
okay,
yeah, not but bad. It's gonna also give you that, it's part of it, yes. So, why a giver or a taker? You know, a lot of people in life are takers, takers, Baba. They take, they don't give, and it's not a good thing, they just take. Imagine, imagine going to work at a company and all you want to do is take. I want this, I want that. No, you gotta give. Now, basically, the reason why we chose that topic is because it covers a lot of things, you know. It's amazing. And when you think of it, like in your life, in my life. So basically, in my life, I don't want to be a taker, man. And basically what I mean by that is I don't want to always take, you know, always take in my life. I also want
to
give.
I was about to question you on that.
Yeah, this guy.
All right.
Yeah. I saw it coming. That's why I elaborated.
Come with the handbag. Yeah, this guy. Like, yeah. Take, man. No, I don't want to be a taker, man. Chow it in front of you.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah, but basically what I'm talking about is in life, you know, it's about others, you know. Life is not about you only. It's not just you. No, it's about others, the relationships that you have. And something that's amazing is, how do you develop a relationship by being a giver?
Yeah.
And also a taker at the same time. Because it's like one wants to bless you and then you refuse to take. So what are you doing? You're robbing them of their blessings. Because the Lord says you must give.
Yeah.
And when you give, you get blessed. So now imagine if you want to give this person and this person does not take. What are you going to do? Fight with them, man. Yeah. Hey, take, man.
He's not in my blessings.
Yeah. So in my life, I want to be a giver and a taker.
Yeah.
You know, I want them both. So that I can bless other people and also receive blessings.
Yeah.
You know, also when I receive from someone, I'm also receiving a blessing.
Yeah.
That's the Lord right there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I'm going to be tackling. Are you a giver or a taker, you know? Just examine your life and answer that question. First question, are you a giver or a taker? So if, your life, hey, it's reflecting, I don't know, man. Yeah, other stuff. Then, after this session, you'll know where you fall land. Yeah. So, Mr. Dave.
Yeah, man.
How's your life, man?
My life is awesome.
I know that.
My life is healthy.
Awesome.
My life is good.
Amazing.
With God, all things are possible, man. Amen. With God, all things are good.
Yeah.
And I don't have to complain about anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm speaking like a wise man now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Morgan Freeman, right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. Look, since we're speaking about being a taker and a giver, or a giver, what I would like to say is that I would love to be more of a giver than a taker. Not that I don't want to be a taker, but because now, if I don't want to be a taker, which means when God gives to me, I like, no, God, I'm not a taker. I'm just a giver. Ooh. So I give you all the honor and glory, but now I don't want to take anything that comes from you. If basically I come out and say, and be clear, and be like, no, I don't want to be a taker. No. So I want to be more of a giver than more of a taker.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So right there, because it blessing comes in the giving.
Mm.
Blessing, more of what you receive from God comes by the effort that you put in, the glory that you give him,
yeah,
the honor that you give him, the praise that you give him. So you see right there, it's all about giving in order for you to receive from what is coming from the Lord. It creates a brilliant picture in my mind that, you know what, it's better to be more of a giver than a taker.
Yeah.
Because now when you give, you receive more than what you gave.
Yeah, truly.
And it doesn't work in all aspects of life. It works in this particular relationship that you have with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, let's say you go out there to a stranger in the world. Go out there to a stranger. You just give them 10 rand. You cannot be expecting 10,000 in return.
Yeah.
It's the world.
Truly.
It's the world. But now when you give to God the 10 rand, you won't be expecting that 10 rand back. Because you definitely know and have faith that he will give you more than what you gave him.
Yeah.
So now when you give, you receive more.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also got me thinking, yo, imagine getting into spa or that shop, you know, that clothing shop or the food shop. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? You take out the 10 rand or $1 and guess what? You give it to the cashier. Mm-hmm. And then you're expecting in return the whole shop. Like, yeah, I'm going to give you this and I'm expecting you to give me the whole shop.
Yeah.
No, that's an illustration to show you that it's not all areas that it works in.
Yeah.
It's not all areas that is required.
Yeah.
You cannot give someone 100 rand and expect a house in return. I want that house. Ooh, that person is probably gonna be like, okay, listen here. I don't know, where did you leave your mindset or what happened this morning when you woke up? Like, if you woke up on the floor and then there was a part of your brain that, you know, just, yeah, shifted a little bit on that side. So, yeah, you don't know what happened to you, but if that's what happened, please go fix yourself and then come back the side. Yeah, or you go to work, you know. Go to work. And then your boss wanted you to do something. And then guess what? You give them the task that they wanted you to do. And then in return, you're like, I want to be the owner of this company in return. Yay! You come out of there, man. They'll show you flames. You're going to be the owner of your own company, man.
Yeah.
Your own company. You know why? Because you're not going to have a company.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna have a title. You'll be working for your own self, man. You'll have a title, but it's probably gonna be couch potato, you know.
Couch potato.
Yeah.
Sitting there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, with
and
those
you'll probably be wondering, touch your stuff. Yeah. Yes, guy. Yeah. You'll probably be wondering, okay, why did I do that? This guy.
Yeah.
Come just down. I get a food that also rhymes with you.
Yeah. Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just think about it. I'll give you this time to think about it. But everybody, you can always go on www.activefm.co.za and get our shows right there. And don't forget about the competition that is going to be happening next month. You got to start now. Start, you know, downloading those shows, 50 of them and 50 likes. And then you stand your chance to win a prize, of Snicker Flickers right there. That's the name of the competition. Don't forget to go on Facebook and hashtag Snicker Flickers there on Facebook and Active FM 777, and go on Instagram as well at Active FM 777, and on iTunes as well. You can find us there, download the shows, get some more of them, and you will be fine and super cool. In order for you to listen up and brighten up your day right there, the Dave and Ness Show, you can never miss out on any one of them, because they are awesome each and every single time, and we deliver the best of the music that we got. So everybody right there, listen up to the music and stay tuned.
Holla back here, yeah, everybody. We're back here on the Dave Nash Show. Yeah, you're still tuned in.
It's
your boys, DJ Dash,
and
DJ Nave.
Yes.
On another level.
Levels.
On another one.
Shift the dish.
And another one.
You're
supposed to say shift the dish.
Shift the dish.
And another one.
Shift the dish.
And another one.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm still talking about a year giver or taker. Yeah, you don't say that, man.
Gangster, man.
Yeah.
Gangster.
Yeah, so Mr. Dave, man.
Yeah,
man. Like, when you look at the world out there, what would you say about most of the people's lives? Like, how do their lives look? Are they givers or takers?
Look, when you look at the current situation, basically, in our country, people don't want to get up and go to work and work for something. They're always expecting something from the government. The government to be providing each and every single thing, coming to food, housing, healthcare, education, everything is expected from the government. So it's basically that dimension of that mindset of I want to take from the government, but I don't want to give anything to the government. Why? Because they have everything They're in the parliament. They have everything. They're in their offices. But now I want to take what they have right there instead of me giving into it so that I can receive something. So we have this mentality and this mindset of like, I always want to take. I always want to take from somebody. I always want to be receiving instead of giving. You know what I'm saying? Because now, if we do not realize that when we give, that's when we obtain more power and ability to receive.
Yeah.
When we give. Because there is more, like I said before the break, before that awesome song that played right now, it was incredible. That, you know what? If you always wanting to be more of a taker than a giver, how do you expect your blessing to be greater?
Yes, sometimes.
Mm. I came unexpectedly, man. So that's what I see in our country is that a lot of people want to take. Yes. They want to take.
Yeah.
Instead of giving.
Mm.
There is no labor time given into the government so that they can receive what they've worked for. But instead, they want to be taking without putting in any effort in order for them to, that will account for them in receiving what they've got right now or what they're demanding.
Yeah.
So there has to be some giving right there.
Yeah.
There has to be some change of mentality that not everything is about them, but it's all about others as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that, man, which is amazing. And yeah, it's something I had a conversation, you know, with one of the people on Monday, you know, basically with that conversation, what we had, what we spoke about, in this week, one, it was this week, Monday, you know.
Mm.
Basically, we were speaking about work, schoolwork,
yeah.
You know. And I was like to the person, you know, the reason why you're in this situation is because the real you is lazy.
Yeah.
So the real you
yeah.
is expecting everything to come easy, you know. The real you doesn't want to put the effort. The real you doesn't want to work hard. And that's why you're stuck in this situation.
Yeah.
And the person was like, it's true. Why? All of us. In fact, all of us, the real, including me, man.
Mm.
Like me, the real me is lazy, man. The real me loves sleep, TV, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't love putting effort in.
Yeah.
But now, what we have to understand is, to be a giver, you need to put effort into being, to be a giver, you need to put effort. Because you cannot be a giver without putting effort. Why? Because you're not going to be a taker.
Yeah.
You cannot not put in effort and expect to take. You know, in order for you to be a giver, you need to put effort into being the taker, and then you can now apply the effort that you put into receiving and apply it into giving. Like, you cannot give something that you don't have.
Yeah.
And you get something by putting in effort to receive it.
Sure.
So you cannot be a giver without you putting effort into being a taker.
Yeah.
You know, so like we take examples, you got a goal. So your goal is, let's say, to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
So that's your goal. Now, you'll never become that millionaire if you don't put in the effort to become a receiver.
Mm.
Why? Because you're lazy and you won't do anything to actually accomplish that goal. So you won't do anything to receive that goal. And the only time you'll receive that goal is if you decide, you know what, I'm not going to be lazy and I'm actually going to work hard and I'm going to get that $1 million or rand, you know, depending on which area you situated, you know, location.
Yeah.
So whatever amount that, in fact, let me put it in, yeah, amount, because now amount everyone can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever amount that you want to achieve and acquire, the only way you'll be able to acquire that amount is if you put in the effort into becoming the receiver. Because when you put in the effort to become the receiver, that's when you acquire that goal and get that amount. And then now you can put in the effort to become a giver.
Mm.
Because now you have what you wanted. Now you can give. Because most of the people, they want to acquire a specific amount. Why? Because they want to help people.
Yeah.
Now you cannot help those people if you don't put in the effort to receive.
Yeah.
Now you need to receive in order for you to help those people.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, it's about being, you know, not lazy. So it's connected to a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, what you spoke about right there, that there's that you not reach to a certain goal or certain target. Why? Because your true self is lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, I relate. You know, I find myself sometimes, hey, instead of doing something, instead of putting all the effort, instead of putting in everything that I got into this thing to work, I actually sit back and do nothing about it. Instead of me putting much work, I'm expecting big results. I'm expecting to be this great, mighty man, this leader that will lead people somewhere, that will take people into places, but my effort is small.
Yeah.
It's like my giving is small, but I'm expecting to receive more.
Yeah.
If my giving is small and expecting to receive more, that's being selfish.
Yeah.
It's like you going to a tap, you open it up, and then you put a cup right there. And you say that, with this cup, I'm going to fill that bucket.
Yeah.
Just by this cup, one of them, just one cup full here, I'm just going to go and fill that bucket. Look, it doesn't make sense. You cannot fill a bucket with just one cup of water being poured in that bucket.
Yeah.
Because you are putting in a small stuff. You cannot expect the bucket to be full if you are just only pouring a small amount of water.
Yeah, true then.
That's not possible. You cannot expect to get distinctions at school if you are putting small amount of effort into your studying.
Yeah.
Because now, we all have these brilliant ideas, like, I'm not going to sleep tonight. But the body says you're lying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sleep tonight. The body says you're lying. I'm going to show you. And then it shows you. Why? Because you haven't made an effort. You haven't made a decision to say, you know what? I'm going to put in all that I want to put in because I'm expecting great.
Yeah.
I want to receive more. So therefore, I'm going to give in more.
Mm.
So if you have that mentality and you have that attitude of like, you know what? I'm not going to allow anything. I'm not going to allow the body to control me. I'm not going to allow the body to tell me that I want to sleep. Yet I'm not. I don't want to sleep.
Mm.
Because you tell yourself, I'm motivated. Motivated from school. And you get home. Yo, TV.
Yeah.
Regular show.
Hey.
Dragon Ball Z.
Hey.
Naruto. Right.
Ooh.
There. Movies.
Ooh.
The best series ever.
Ooh.
Hey.
Expect to pass from a series. Oh my gosh.
And then when you get there, Just to get your mama out of this case, you're like, okay, take that book, just read a paragraph, and then now you start dozing. While you're still holding that book, you start dozing, and then you close it. Ah, it's fine, put it aside. But now, without any effort put in, there won't be any great results.
Yeah,
or future receive.
Yeah, true that. You know. And yeah, in life, you know, it's all about the effort that you put in.
Yeah.
In fact, life is how you want it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life, even school itself, school is just like life.
Mm.
You can wake up one day and say, I want life to suck. And guess what? It's going to suck. Or you can wake up one day and decide that I want my life to be the best life filled with the Lord, you know, the Lord's presence. I want to be living the best life that I can. And when people come into my presence, they don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Can decide to make it like that. Same with school. Can wake up and say school sucks. Mm. And guess what? It's gonna suck.
Yeah.
Or you can wake up and say school rocks. And guess what? It's gonna rock. Everything's gonna be going towards, you know, everything positive is gonna be coming towards you. Be like, yo man, I heard someone calling my name. Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. Yeah, can't wait, you know, and all those stuff. And that's the type of spirit we're supposed to be having.
Yeah.
You know, as givers and takers.
Mm.
Supposed to be positive. And without any further ado, yeah, something that, you know, we heard from our principal.
Mm.
Without any further ado,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, further Jews. Yeah. Must know.
Yeah.
Yeah, without any further ado, we're going to give you something amazing.
Gazozo.
Something awesome.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else, you know. Like
photo.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, now we're talking.
Uh-huh.
Something on another level.
Shifting the dish.
With the with the Jesus juice, man.
With the Jesus juice, man.
Yeah. Man. So we got the Jesus juice for you, and you're gonna love it on another level.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So enjoy the music.
Peace out.
caught in the crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart. Your target was me. You posed a question: do you believe? Do you believe that I'm the Son of God? Caught in the crossfire of your love and grace, like a bullet through the heart. Your target was me. You posed a question: do you believe?
Hello, back on another
level
with your boys,
DJ
Dash and
DJ Nev.
yeah,
back right here on the mic, everybody. We like to say welcome back. It's been an awesome time that we've been having with you right here in the studio this morning. And you know, I know you want to win that prize. So what you gotta do? Download the shows, and you know what? And
like
shows, and share the shows with your friends. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the more you give to your friends,
yeah,
don't give them the shows. Give them the link to go and download the shows.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't give them the shows. Don't share the shows.
We won't see the evidence of you doing. In fact, you see, with the new prizes coming up, we won't be able to see the evidence of you downloading and getting the shows, the most shows downloaded, if you do not give them the link.
Yeah.
If you're sharing it, you know. If you're sharing it from your phone,
yeah,
you know, on share it,
yeah,
won't be able to see the evidence.
Yeah,
the only way we'll be able to see the evidence is if you give them the link and then they go and download them off the website and comment at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah.
So whenever you're downloading your show, just share it on Facebook under the hashtag Sneaker Flickers right there, so that we can see that okay, this person has been downloading some shows.
Yeah,
in that way we'll be able to conduct the survey so that we can find a winner of the Sneaker Flickers.
Yeah,
don't worry, you're gonna be getting something awesome right there.
Yeah. And just an advice, you know, I've learned, you know, most of the people, they always ask the question of how do you do this, how do you do that, which is not the most common problem. The most common problem is people know how to do things, they just don't do it because they're in their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a tip, you know, in terms of notifying us that you're actually doing it, you can actually tag us also.
Yeah.
So that way we're also able to see, okay, yeah, you tagged us and you are, this is the name of you, this specific person, and this is where they base, this is where they stay and all the stuff, and this is what they're doing on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you are, Twitter. And in that way we're able to actually respond to you also. Like, oh, this is the amount of shows you downloaded, so this is what you have on.
Yeah.
You can do it. Awesome stuff.
You know, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm saying yo.
Yeah.
Because I just came across a quote here, and it's by Joshua J. Marin. And it says that challenges are what makes life interesting, and overcoming them is what makes life meaningful.
Overcoming them, you see right there. It reminds me of a motivational speaker, I forgot his name, but what that motivational speaker basically said, and which is also, you know, connecting to why you're a giver or a taker, and you not being lazy as a giver and a taker. He said, a great man by the name of Nelson Mandela once said that it seems impossible until it is done.
Yeah.
So most of the things, they'll seem impossible in your life, but only when you do them, that's when you're able to tell whether they're impossible or they're possible. And don't ever get in a position where you see something as impossible, but at the end of the day it was possible and you didn't do it, which is the biggest regret you'll ever have. Why? Because you could have done it, but you didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know? And you don't want to be in that shoe. So you could have been in a position where you could have been a giver and a taker, but because according to your knowledge it seemed impossible, and guess what, you didn't do it.
Yeah.
But when you could have been living on that standard of being a giver and a taker, you know.
You know right there when you spoke about when you gave that example of the great Nelson Mandela, there's this quote that I came across again. It says that get going, move forward, aim high, plan a takeoff, don't just sit on the runway and hope someone will come along and push the airplane.
Yeah.
It simply won't happen. Change your attitude and gain some altitude. Believe me, you love it up there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
That was by Anonymous.
Anonymous.
So, Anonymous. So, right there, everybody. Yeah.
And something that I wanna also say, you know, we're all made as givers and takers, you know.
Yeah,
we're made as givers and takers. Most of us, we haven't realized that. And what I mean by that is Our God was a creator, you know, he was a giver, man. He was a giver and a taker, don't you know that? In the beginning, he made, he gave, and he took, you know. He took care of everything. He took care of his creation, and he made his creation. He gave, you know, blessings towards his creation.
Yeah.
He blessed them. It was giving, you know.
Yeah.
And taking is not necessarily meaning, it doesn't necessarily mean that you take something from someone. No, also taking care of something. That's also taking, you know. So that's like caring for something, you know.
Yeah.
And that also falls under being a taker. And what basically I want to point out there is we're all made in the image of God. So we're all made to be givers and takers. And if you look at it, if our Heavenly Father wasn't a giver or a taker,
yeah,
he wasn't going to bless us. And on top of that, he wasn't going to send his son to go and die for us.
True that.
Only a giver, a person who's a giver and a taker does that.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at it, a person who doesn't like giving or taking, selfish. You know, in fact, selfish people, they just want to take. They don't give. You know, they just want to take. And that's the reality. They just want to take. But now, a giver, a person who's a giver and a taker, they have a cheerful spirit. In fact, they have a spirit that's like Christ. They have a God character. And that God character gives and takes. You know, why? Because it understands that in the spiritual, in the spiritual realm, there's a meaning to what I'm doing. When I take, I'm receiving a blessing, and on top of that, I'm allowing the person who's giving me to be blessed.
Yeah.
And when I'm giving, I'm allowing the person who's taking to be blessed, and on top of that, I'm also receiving a blessing. That's what's happening in the spiritual realm, and we're supposed to be operating on that level, you know, on that level. It's the mindset.
Yeah, it's a mindset. It's it's your attitude that determines your altitude.
Yeah.
So now, if you're thinking small, you won't get to the top of the mountain where you've been aiming to, but you didn't get there because of your attitude. You get what I'm saying? You never get get somewhere where you're aiming to be. Some people aim high, but because of the attitude, they won't get, they won't be able to get there. Why? Because their attitude is that of I want to settle right here.
Yeah.
Even though my mind is up there, but I want to settle right here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wait for somebody to carry me up and put me in the lift so that I can go up to the altitude that I'm supposed to be in. No, you determine that. You got to change your attitude. You got to change your mindset. And by the change of mindset, you're going to be able to elevate to that great altitude that is busy rolling in your mind right there.
Yeah.
So it's either you're a giver or a taker.
True that.
Either you always wanted to receive from people, or you want to give more so that you know that your Father in heaven will give you so that you can keep on giving to people. Because it's like a cycle. It's like a cycle. It brings me to the business cycle.
Yeah.
The secular flow in economics right there.
Okay.
And so it's like this thing, it's a rotation. Rotation. It's like when you give in, there's a cycle that goes up right there. You also receive from somebody. When you put in there, when you invest into a company, there's you don't just receive. It's just, imagine if it would happen like this. You put in 100,000 into a company as investment, only to receive 10,000 back. Who would be investing in that company?
Hey.
Because now you're running a loss instead of running, instead of gaining a profit right there.
Yeah.
What's the use of investing in something that you're going to be getting less than what you have given?
Yeah.
So if you have that attitude of like, I want to be a taker all the time, that's what you're going to experience. You're going to be always receiving less than what you have given.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? If your mind is not on giving more and...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True that, which is the type of, I want to live a life where I'm a giver and a taker, but more of a giver. Like Mr. Dave said, you know, I want to live a life where I'm able to survive on at least, you know, like 30 or 40%. And the other 60% goes out there to people who need it. You know?
Yeah.
It's not about you living on 90%, 10% goes to God. No. You can actually live on 30%, 10% goes to God, and then the other 60% goes to the people out there who actually need it the most.
And that's the type of life we're supposed to be living as givers and takers. And it starts now. You know, sometimes you're like, I don't have a lot. No, it actually starts with what you got.
Yeah.
You know, if you earn 100 rand every, you know, day, month, or, you know, depending on whatever title you have. Now that 100 rand, you can actually live on 30, you know. 10 goes to God. And the other 60, you bless other people. And it's amazing how God is going to repay you back.
Yeah.
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 Awesome stuff.
That's awesome stuff right there, everybody. It was nice hanging around with you on another Friday morning, which was incredible. It was awesome. It was amazing. It was filled with gazozo on levels. You get what I'm saying? It was
full of
full tap. English is terrible.
Okay,
you know how it happens, everybody. So don't forget to go out there and download the shows. Go on www.activefm.co.za. Get the shows there. The awesome shows. It's not only the David Nash show.
Yeah.
You can get awesome shows right there throughout the week, everybody, from different presenters, which are awesome shows from every aspect of your taste. You get what I'm saying?
Your taste.
Yeah, but anyway, everybody, don't forget to get us on Facebook as well, Active FM 777. Go and download some shows as well on iTunes. Go and get the app. Get the app from Play Store. Active FM.
Awesome.
Then make everything easy for you. Be able to see the live streaming right there when Active FM is happening. So you can also go on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777. Don't miss out on anything because we got your back, everybody. Until next time.
I say I did it for the love.
It's Young Zeal the
Pitbull. Say I did it for the love. Yeah, say I did it for the love. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'ma paint you a picture, I hope you get it though. I came through with a kind of sound that goes across the globe. I've been choosing to go across, I'm a one night. This music will save the world and let me do the honest. Nobody saying I'm here, I pass. But it can't be like saying I'm you, the blessed boss. No weapon formed against me, where they ever prosper. Give me any other reason, we gon' make me drop by. Yeah, I do it for the love. Love of the gospel and love for my God. Love for the music, rapper, off a prop. Man, and no, see, I know go ever stop.
I do this for the love, though. Can I love you give to me? I don't deserve that kind of love you show to me. Said I've been running circles for a long time, but you wanna take me in when I come back. I've always been the one that you call son. I'm sorry for the times that I failed you. Oh, no, no, oh, no, no. Thank you for saving me, yeah. Oh, no, no, oh, no, no. Thank you for saving me, I'm grateful.
So I do it for the love. Love of the gospel and love for my God. Love for the music, rapper, alpha, pop, man, and no, man, and no, see, I know the
last one.
Said I
do this for the love, though.
Do this for the love, though.
Oh, yeah.
Do this for the love, though.
I do this for the love, though.
Do this for the love, though.
Oh, no.
Do this for the love, though.
I do this for the love, though.
Do this for the love, though.
Not for the money, yo.
Yeah.
I do this for the love, though. For the love, for the love. Yeah, yeah. We go and graduate you. We go and graduate you. We do this, I tell you. We do this, I tell you. We go and graduate you. We go and graduate you. We do this.
I do this for the love. Kasi Mungu angenimaliza, I do this for the love.
What I meant, if it wasn't for God, they would have killed me a long time ago. Ha, we don't do this for the money, bro. Even though we get paid in the process, bro. Ha.
We do this for love, it's easy to see. We got hearts in the heart to go and do it.
Ha! Give me Nigeria, I give you Kenya. They never saw us coming, man, to me penya. Watch out, you watch, you keep watching. See, I've been a damn ni mungu to wanna judge. We don't do it for fame, but rather his name, we gon' do it. Ha! Our music is a journey to Lianza Zamani, and still we gon' do it. What? King Limo Erro. It's our time.